Barb Stamer became mayor of the city of Auburn earlier this year. She joins us today to talk about that town and also an issue getting a lot of attention there right now, and that is video gambling. Mayor, thanks for being with us. You voted this summer against allowing video machines, but you've had a change of heart apparently. Can you talk about that a bit?
Yes, I can. I've thought a lot about this, and initially I was contacted by my very dear friends from the conservative Christian churches in Auburn, and I appreciate their concern, and at that point, I voted no. I have to break a tie when there are four yeses and four noes in any situation. We have eight aldermen, and I had talked to several people through a straw poll, heard from them, was contacted from them, and I got 65% that wanted me to vote no. So that's what I did. Well, in the meantime, I have reevaluated that vote because I have heard from tons of people. We have 4,774, I believe, people in Auburn, and over 2,000 of them vote, which isn't a high percentage, but nevertheless, I had 2,000 people voting in that election in April, and I won the election, and I feel, after hearing from them recently, the people that wanted me to vote yes on the video gaming did not come forth in large numbers. So now I am using the word for the day today in a couple of different instances, and the word is compromise. I have received personal contacts and notes and prayers from my good friends in the church, and I want to acknowledge them and thank them for that. However, I feel I was elected to do my best judgment in every case that I carry on as mayor. We welcome and are trying to do everything we can to attract new businesses. We are right south of Chatham, about 7 miles, on heavily traveled Route 4. And we know that in the future, business is going to come south. And I just don't feel at this time that I personally can turn my back on businesses that might want to come here.
Let me just stop you there, because I know there is a proposal before the council, I believe as well, that would create what some are calling a gambling parlor. Can you elaborate on that?
We have a new partnership that has purchased the strip mall, an existing strip mall, on the intersection of 4 and 104 here in Auburn. And they would like to put in something that resembles Lucy's, as I understand it. I have never been to one of those facilities, but apparently it is called a mini casino, and there are 5 gaming machines in the facility, and the owners now want to put somewhat of the same type of business in one of those to help pull traffic into that strip mall. And the thing that intrigues me about that is that they limit the number of alcoholic drinks that a person can consume in one day while they are in the facility.
We are talking with Barb Stamer. She is the mayor of Auburn, and coming up tonight, the city council expected to vote again on whether or not to allow video gambling in the town. Mayor, now the city, of course, will receive a cut of proceeds from these video machines. Is there any idea how much money the city could be looking at?
Yes, it would be 5%, which to some people seems like a very small amount, and I agree that that does sound like a small amount, but it's more than we have now. We have to start someplace. We can't just keep saying no to the small amount and look for something huge. I think it's going to go in stages. So we want here in Auburn to open up our town for, of course, larger businesses, but also small businesses. We're relying on people that are looking for a very nice small community to raise their children. That's where I am on this, and I will vote tonight, and I just have a feeling that I'm going to have to break a tie again.
You mentioned the fact that you want Auburn to be considered a nice place to raise a family. There are going to be those people who are opposed to any form of gambling and say that doesn't that doesn't jive with what you're saying on one side or the other. I mean that you know, what do you say to those people?
And I agree with you. However, the people that are against the video gaming will never step foot in a place like that. And I mean, they just won't go. And I don't think that we can babysit the world. We can't babysit people. It's a free country. And that's why America is America.
The money you mentioned, the 5%, what that would be used for, is that going to be earmarked for anything?
Not that I know of right now. It would just be revenue for the city of Auburn to select what areas we need help in. And I would say the number one thing that we could do to help Auburn is, just like every other town, infrastructure, sidewalk. We just don't have the money to do what people want us to do. That's unfortunately, that's about the last thing that towns spend their money on. I mean, they have to. It's just like personal spending. I mean, there are things that you'd like to have and things that you need, but it's not always what you can do. We just don't have money for sidewalks and new sewers, and I feel very sorry for the people that experience flooding when we have large rains. It's horrible. But we just have to take one step at a time. The more revenue we have in Auburn, the better we can serve the people. I was elected by the people to do the best job that I can do. I promised to move Auburn forward, and that is what I'm trying to do.